bass on bass. We start. We just don't start the Gemara. We'll start again for the Gemara. Okay, Mashpi Ani Aleichem. Right at the Gemara in the Halacha Yud. Mashpi Ani Aleichem Stam. If a guy says the Sukkari about Shavuos Eidos, of course, a guy says the witnesses just generically, I Mashpi upon you. Chai if they're liable. Osrachamani, if he says, however, Osrachamani, I ask you, Kovalchamani, I, same thing, Kovel means to cable you up, right, you know. So here, now, Pnei Moshe does without changing the gear, so, but I'm going to change the gear so Shai Torah says, Yisroel does. Yisroel is in here, Mitzavani, I command you, Kulam Einam Chayavin, that it's not liable. Not liable until you say Bishvua. Pei Moshe does some acrobatics to come to the same conclusion without changing gears, but the idea is the same. You must mention the word Shvuah. Don't mention the word Shvuah. Anything else is just deboring bomb. It's just, you know, babble. In order to be a Shvuah Seidus, the Toveya, the plaintiff, has the same Mashbiyani. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan ben Sher Bi'ana said, Kini Masdisa, although we're going to see an exception later on. Rabbi Yochanan ben Sher Bi'ana said, Kini Masdisa, this is the way to read our Mishnah. The bright V, some say Rabbi Yochanan ben Sher Bi'ana said, Kini Masdisa. Rabbi Meir Mechaev, Rabbi Meir says, you're liable. Rabbi Yehuda, Paiter. Rabbi Yehuda is the same as Chachorin and Mishnah, say you're exempt in the cases of euphemisms, where as we shall see presently. Rabbi Meir Kedaita, Rabbi Yehuda Kedaita. Rabbi Meir follows on a visiting, Rabbi Yehuda follows on a visiting. The Tzietam learns over there. Kilam Bikino, if you curse either HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a euphemism, or you curse your friend using a euphemism for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same idea. Rabbi Meir Mechaev, Rabbi Meir says you're liable. Chaim Bojan would say you are not liable. Amcha Atzul Chavera Bekulon Oyver Belav. Now it said, Rabbi Meir said, if you in all these cases you recall somebody even with a kinui, you transgress a lav. Well, if you transgress a lav, the obvious question is, Ma'al Lilkos, do you get Malkos for it? So Chavraya Meir, the Chaver said, Ein Loiker. So you don't get Malkus. Armelon, Rabbi Yosef said, Lama, why? Fushulos, I say Shemo Maisa, just because the lav Shemo Maisa, are a Mamer. We saw previously in the Perek, somebody who was Mamer makes more of an Ishmael Sheker. So he takes a Shvuah Sheker, lav Shemo Maisa, it's a lav Shemo Maisa, and you do get Malkus, so here too, maybe you should get Malkus. Mar doesn't answer the question, Mar just leaves it dangling. Says more further, Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Meir, the continuation of our Mishnah, which talks about where you say, if you do this, Hashem should not smite you down. Which means, if you don't do it, Hashem should smite you down. The inference is considered to be a language of Shvuah Korei Meir, because Korei Meir, Yidomar Bimash Malav Atoshamehain. From the negative, you hear the positive. In other words, if I say, oh, if you don't know from me testimony, may Hashem not smite you down. So the flip side of that is, if you do know from me testimony, then may Hashem smite you down. And Rabbi Meir holds me klal av the shemain, you deduce the inference. Okay? Ayah kichoyin tovovitem, we give an example. Ayah kichoyin tovovitiduni, may you not be smitten down if you come and testify for me. Ayim lo tovovitiduni, if you don't come and testify for me, yakicho, may God smite you down. Ainli elo, now I only know, I'm going to change this thing around like the chapter, so though it's not 100% necessary. Ainli elo, shvua sheyesh imo ola, because it says in Torah, shvua with a curse, that you give the edim and shvua with an ola, also a curse. Minayin sheyesh ola, it should be ola. How we know that even a case where you don't bestow the curse, the shvua is enough to make the guy liable. Kishayesh ima, again, it should be Allah. That how we know that even don't bestow a curse on him, it's if you bestow a curse on him. Tam lov v'shama Allah v'shama kol. It says v'shama kol Allah. Somehow we know the dasha, though I don't know exactly how. That v'shama is going on kol, and v'shama is going on Allah separately. That either one can be either shama by itself, or shama, meaning the language of shvuah, that it hears a shvuah, or it could be, it would seem ola by itself, as the Gemara is going to figure out presently, language of a curse. La sos it is she'ain, to make she'ainimo ola, that's period should not be there, to make a case where you did not mention a curse, because she'ainimo ola is if it did have a curse. What about ola below shvuah? What about just if you bestow a curse on the guys who should, you wanted to testify for you? without a shvuah. Is that considered to be enough to consider to be the equivalent of a shvuah that you should have been korban shvuah or not? So Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what? It doesn't make a difference. Lo shani ola below shvuah. He who shvuah below ola makes no difference. Whether he bestowed a curse by itself or bestowed a shvuah by itself, they're both considered to be the final analysis for the shvuah. And therefore, if you knew the edus and denied it, you are liable now to a korban shvuah. Okay? Halacha Aleph. New Mishnah. Shuos habikaron noeges banoshim vanoshim. Shuos habikaron is a new thing, of course. Shuos habikaron means that you could, that the tovea, the plaintiff, comes and says, you owe me my object that I gave you for safekeeping, right? So it applies, who can be a safekeeper? Basically anybody, right? Anoshim, noshim, rechokim, distant people are strangers, kroivim, relatives, sharing people are kosher to testify, psulim, that if they're postulators as well, anybody can shvara shach l'shvur. Now, bifne basin v'nei shlo bifne is basin. This is true both in front of a court and not in front of a court. Mi pi atzmo. If he takes a shvur on his own initiative, he's liable for the korban shvur. Mi pi acherim, if other people subpoena him, though, meaning specifically, of course, the person who claims they gave an object for safekeeping, then ain't a chayv achich po bo basin. He's only liable if he denies it in court, right? And he takes a shvuas hapikadon in court. Divrei Meir. V'chachomim omrim, we got whether he did it on his own initiative or he did it on the basis of other people subpoenaing him, meaning the claimant, the plaintiff. He came with Chukavra, once he denies, Chayev, he's liable, period. Okay? Whether it's in court or out of court, it makes no difference. The Chayev Azodon Shvuah Shvuah is Chayev also be maliciously and malevolently took the Shvuah Bikodon, even though knowing that he was lying. Vashigasa. And he's liable also if he was did not know that he knew the shvuah was forbidden, but he didn't know he's chayav carbon on it or not. In other words, he knew that he was definitely not supposed to make the shvuah. He didn't know there was a carbon on it or not. Chayav shigasim zon zon pikaron. Ain't a chayav shigasim. However, he's not liable when he forgot that pikaron was by him. In other words, this is case really closer to Amos. He took a shvuah based on his assumption he didn't have the object, but later on he actually found out that it had the object. So in that case, he's not liable. Okay, it's like all the shvuah. He's got to be aware at the time that he's taking a shvuah, he's taking a shvuah falsely. What? No, but once he takes a shvuah, it's too late to return it. He's still spending carbon. Okay. Mao Chayev, what's he liable? Alzdono Asham, because of Shkolim. He's Chayev, if he did it intentionally, to bring an Asham, which is worth $2 in Shkolim. This is for the rare Karbonis, if not the only Karbon, which actually has a value placed upon it. Two Shkolim worth of value. Most Karbonis don't have a shear, the amount of money you have to spend on them, this Karbon does. Okay? Now, the first Gemara is basically parallel and almost identical in certain spots. The Gemara we had back in the previous parak, which said Tani we learned Mipiato Shvuos Eidus, that there's a concept of you generally requiring a Shvuot, being required to get a Shvuot on your own confession in terms of Shvuos Eidus when you came to. The Eidim can themselves confess that they took a shvuah no initiative, that they know no Eidus. They actually have to take a, then they bring Korban Shvuah. So the Piyatza Shvuah Eidus is learned out actually from Shvuah Sebikadon. We learn one from the other. Shvuah Eidus learned from Shvuah Sebikadon, that could be even Bipiatmo. Malios Be'ola Mipiatmo. What about, is there an Ola? In other words, a curse by itself, b'shvuah seidus, or only the lashon of shvuah works, right? In other words, how far do we extend this gzeirah shavah? Even that all the works only shvuah. Amrei Yosef says, "Became a deceived nefesh b'nefesh." Nefesh, nefesh, says, "Is a gzeirah shavah nefesh, nefesh." Kemash, a Kulun Khan, the Kulun Khan. It's as if everything stated by one is stated by the other, everything stated by the other is stated by one. So he makes Shvus, it becomes Shvus, it is completely parallel. All right, Ramana Ramana said, all of it wasted. A curse in court. Machlokas are a mayor, but Chachomit, so is Ramir, and the Chachomit. Now, this is talking about specifically the Pei Moshe points out, Mushba mi pi acherim. When somebody else comes and administers the oath to you, he challenges you, and he makes you take the oath. Okay? So, all of it based in Machlokas are a mayor, Chachomit. What's a Machlokas? Viki chesh ba amito. It says that you have to deny your friend. And the way you deny a friend in order to be liable is when you deny a friend with shvua. Like this, he comes out of the law by making a shvua. Actually, here to be kadosh. In order to be defined as being a liable shvus bekadosh, it's got to be a case where b'kichesh b'amito he denies the loan and tries to get out of the loan by taking the shvua. Okay, that's what. That's not a loan. I keep saying loan. It's bekadosh. He's a bekadosh. He gets out of the bekadosh by taking a shvua. What if you deny one of two partners? In other words, he's not a single amito. You have two partners who made a bikadon by you. Two of them put something by you for safekeeping. And you come and you deny it to Reuven but not to Shimon. So that's not b'chikesh b'amito because you have not gotten out of your fundamental responsibility completely yet. You only got your responsibility vis-a-vis one of them. So therefore, that's not exempted. There's no karma shvua in that case. Now, it was a very strange clear sakasov, because theoretically, what's the difference? You're a liar. You lied about the bikot. What difference does it make, right? But it's a clear sakasov. Lying against one out of two partners does not generate for you a karma shvua. Okay?
It's one bikot for two partners.
One bikot for two partners, right? Okay? Problem makachish, Yeah, problem with chachish be'edim. Also, in uvishtar, this is if you have a not a litigant, not the mafkid coming and demanding for you, but witnesses testify, and you deny that you have a bikadon, or the shtar you have a bikadon, and you deny that. So in that case, there's also no korban shvua. It's not considered to be a valid denial. Again, the denial is your friend's claim, not where the witness is against you and not where there's a star against you. Again, it's best a strange shares of custom, but nonetheless exerts a custom. That's the way it goes. Okay? And finally, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, your pal. Well, he was your pal. He gave it out for safekeeping. He trusted you. You're not his pal.
I haven't thought about the first case, why he's not fired for sure. He's watching the judge. He admits that the Bikadon belongs to Shimon without Jerubin. So, right? So, so that's why the guy that had to make sure, or doesn't have to make sure, it's his own fault. Because then it's between the Beit Shemal and the ladies. The guy that had to be covered, his own fault.
We don't really necessarily gave it back to Shimon. You're bringing down Lukav's chus. So Shimon is not around for him to deny it to Shimon. He's a louse. No, he's no.
So it's not admitting it to Shimon.
No, he's just not admitting
it to Reuven.
Right. Shimon's a chutzlart. Who knows where he is? Okay. Don't give the guy so much credit. Anyway, so says Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yisrael said, Atomara teaches us. Now, truth is, Gemara is probably out of order. Shabbat Eretzel actually cuts and paste here a lot, but I don't think it's 100% necessary, so we don't have to do it. But it's probably, he is probably correct, that probably the next few Gemaras are a little bit out of order. I'm Rabbi Yisrael said, Atomara teaches us, Shnaim Shalom Miacho, two people who borrowed money from one person. Interesting connection we're making. Two people borrowed money for the opposite of our case, right? We're talking about two people who gave an object for safekeeping. We're talking about two people who borrowed. But he derives nonetheless the Dharma's teacher, the Shnaim Shalavu Me'echon, to be a bar for one person. Afagav, despite the fact, the low cost we now claim our voyants Elozeh, even though they don't write that we are responsible and guarantee each other, Achoyim our voyants Elozeh, they're nevertheless responsible to each other. Why? Because we see two Shutrim are intimately connected over here. Just like if you do a kosher to one and not to the other, you're off the hook, right? Because the shutim are one corporate entity. So to there, if the
since one corporate entity, if one of them defaults, the other one has to pay.
Okay, one of them, because they're one corporate entity. So it says in Lemaisa, people don't do that way, meaning that they actually do write it in the shtar. They don't have to write in the shtar, but they don't ignore it and they do write in the shtar. Okay? Shtaim shiv kiru kechot. Now, two people who shtaim shiv kiru kechot. It's not a pleasant draft. Shtaim shiv kiru kechot. You have two people who I even took off my jacket. Shtaim shiv kiru kechot. I'm impressed that you can stay up this late without having the draft. That's impressive. Okay. Shtayin Shiv Kiru Kechot. If you have two people who gave him...
Who's that?
You're more... Okay. Shtayin Shiv Kiru Kechot. You have two people who gave him Bikaron as one. Ubike Shalalito Shalom. Ain't Shomilom. It was kind of choppy, but it's a logical halacha. You have two people who... gave Bikaron Tantesis. One of them wants it to pull out, right? We don't listen to him. V'yaseh v'koyfer I forgot
to read like three pass.
Sorry. Shayim shirkiru kechot v'vike shechalito shalom. In shayim lo. Do we listen to him? We read it with an aleph with a chirik. Ha'im, like im. Do we listen to him? Says Mar, no, we don't. Because if that was the case, then the kichesh ba'amito should not exclude this case. If each guy who's mafkid can pull out independently, so then when he's mafkid, then when he's, we just said before, kichesh ba'amito bar says a case where you deny the object for safekeeping's presence in your shmira vis-a-vis one of the partners, you don't bring a korban shvua. Because it's not kichesh b'amito. But if the Gemara is saying that if one of the partners could pull out without permission of the other partners, so then it should be kichesh b'amito. So I mean, each of them is an independent entity. Therefore, it must be that each one cannot pull out without the permission of the other. Okay, and that's what makes them a corporate entity. And there is not chayav korban shvua until he would deny both of them. And even then, he might not, because it's still not amito, because it's not single. Okay? Now, you have one guy who left Bikaron by two different people. Right? He spread around his deposits. Kofar Bozet, Kaiv, each one is independent in that case. If this guy denied the deposit, he's liable. Kofar Bozet, Kaiv, and this guy left, denied the Bikaron, he's liable, right? Because it's separate. It's two. However, more ask immediately the next question you're asking. Good. If Kilam Shavet Puta, what between the two guys he gave them a Shavet Puta? So he gave them actually a shavuot, but God gave them a shavuot to watch in seem in unison. But each guy is watching how much? Chatzi bruta, right? He didn't show bruta, learning some baby karma chatzi bruta. Is that not, that case would not be like bringing a gemara chatzi bruta? I mean, bring gemara, being a shvua, being a karma chatzi bruta. Says gemara, why not? Big deal. Now the gemara is the chia here. I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. It sounds to be Polish. Polish as opposed to Lithuania, what the gemara is about to say. So says gemara, no proper Litvak would have answered this. Umak. Ilu nishbav, I says, I don't understand. Why? What's the big deal? What about ilu nishbav and nishbav? Shemina maybe kolba na chatzi pruta. Look at it like this. Let's say there was one nifkad, and he took all he got was a pruta, and he took an oath on the pruta, right, that he doesn't have it, and then he took another oath on the same pruta. So there, in essence, what happens is, when he pays back the Karen for having lied, how much of a Karen do he have to pay back? How much Karen does he pay back? It's a Shavua Pruta. So the moral question is, hey, so isn't each Shavua on half a Pruta? Since the Karen together on both Shavuos, he lied about the same Pruta, is a Pruta. So by process of deduction, how much was each Shavua? I told you wouldn't like it, didn't I say you wouldn't like it? Right?
I'm Polish.
Right, you're Polish, right. Now, when you say Polish, it's derogatory. It's Polish. Polish is not derogatory. You have to say Polish, okay? Polish sounds like a Polish joke. So, Sezmar, come on! Polish, Sezmar, come on! Just like you would just say. I don't even understand what it's happening. Time on, Koshmo, Chala, Shabbat, Pruta! The Shavua is not a Pruta. The net total is a Pruta only because it's the same Pruta, but each Shavua is not a Pruta. Hacha here, each Shavua chatzis a Pruta. If they divide a Pruta between the two, then the Shavua doesn't take effect on the Shavua Pruta. So there's no comparison between the cases. Rabbi Lov Reish Lokish Talveinu. That's the end of that. So now we try another case. Rabbi Lov Rabbi Yochameisha Reish Lokish Talveinu Omrim. Actually, it's three people. Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Yochum, Reish Lakish, Treyon, even though Treyon means two here, means three. Armanle, they said, Leis Khan Adim. You know what? We said in Ramban, we said it out, if the Tviya comes via Adim, there's no Korban Shavua. Right? We said that. If the command comes via Adim, it's not Kiyesh Bamito. So they say, delete that sentence from the record. Even if the Tviya comes via Adim, there still is a Korban Shavua. There still is a Korban Shavua. How so? Kimishi yotza viduyo b'shvua. It's as if he's getting off the hook with a shvua, and there he's liable to a carbon shvua. Lama? Why? Fascinating thing. Now, I don't know if it's in the Bavli, but I certainly remember nothing in the Bavli of the sort. Lama b'nei shem mishum shemetsuyin lamus. Because Adim kicked the bucket. So therefore, since Adim kicked the bucket, really, it's not considered to be an independent source of tviya, the witnesses. It's only temporarily an independent source of tviya until we poison them. Once we poison them, then they're no longer source of tviya. So therefore, since Adim are not permanent, they're only temporary until we can eliminate or liquidate them. So therefore, the carbon shvua should apply. Because ultimately, you are reneging in an area where likely the Adim are not going to do the mafkid any good if the Adim would kick the proverbial bucket. Right?
Yeah, but they haven't kicked it yet.
Doesn't matter, but migo that they'll kick.
They're
alive
for kicking, so...
could be. You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. Yushami's far is amazing. But that's what Yushami says, because they might kick off someday. So therefore, we have this... it's not considered to be... a definitive proof, and therefore the guy who makes the shvua is depriving the Baal HaBos of getting his object back, and therefore he's chayav a korban shvua. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. I don't understand. The shtar ain't a motzi labed. If that's the case, also by shtar, they should have to take a korban shvua, because the raiders had repercussions, because even though there's a shtar right now, that shtar might get lost, right? And that same thing as the Adim, dying. Says whatever last time, so why only choishish by edim? But why only remove edim and not remove the star? Says whatever last time, el mishum shemetzuyim l'shaveh l'shakeh chidusar. The reason why edim are not considered to be long-term credibility, and that's why the guy who takes the shvuah is undermining the safekeeping, and therefore he's liable for a korban shvuah, is because edim can forget. Documents never forget, but edim forget. So therefore, it's edim forget. So that's why even if there is edus, this Gemara says, even if there is edus, nevertheless, we take into account the testimony of the shtar, right? I'm sorry. Even there's edus, no, that's what actually I meant to say. Even if there's edus, we take into account the shvuos pikadon. If there's a shtar, shvuos pikadon is meaningless, and therefore there's no korban shvuah. Why? Because the shtar outwits his korban shvuah, his shvuah. But if there's no shtar, if it's only edim, so then we say it's not necessarily outwitted by the shtar. It's not necessarily on the contrary. The shtar outwits the shvuah, say, the shvuah of the shtar outwits the shvuah of the guardian. So the shtar outwits the shvuah of the guardian, so therefore, in that case, his shvuah to be called is meaningless. And what I'm trying to say is like this, I'm not getting across. We said this principle of Rav. The principle said Rav is, what shvuah makes you liable for carbon shvuah? A shvuah which gets you out of pain. L'shiyotza viduyo b'shvuah. He gets out of having to be moida and get back to be caught up with the shvuah. So by edim, amolte ketzaitin, sometimes his shvuah will allow him to get around the edim if the edim forgot he'd do something. And therefore, that case is a korban shvuah, even though there are edim against him. But a case where there's a shtar against him, he's never going to be able to get around that shtar. Because the nachash shtar is going to get lost. So therefore, in that case, his shvuah is ineffective, meaningless, it gets him nowhere, and therefore the flip side of that is that even if the oath is false, there is no what? No korban. Okay?
So do they allow him to make
him
in a shul
and begin
with
the shtar? No, we don't like the shtar, but let's say he made it before the shtar showed up, and I don't know exactly, but we...
He made it
first.
He made it first and then
the shtar showed up afterwards. Something like that. So that's what you have to say, really. Right. So says the Gemara. Tamtia. We learned over there. This is actually a question. Eichon Shor. A guy says, this is later in the parable, Masechta. Where's my axe? Amar lo. So he says, Avad. It's lost. Mashbiachani. Take an oath. Varmai says, Omei. So actually, it's a case of safeguard. He was given the axe as safeguard. He lost it. And he takes a shvuah that was lost. But the witnesses testified that he ate it. Didn't get lost. The witness testified he ate it. Mishalim es hakeren, you pay the keren. You pay, right? If you pay now, you pay the keren. In that case, that's the edim kam. But hoyde miatzmo, if he confessed on his own, mishalim keren v'chemesh v'osham. Rabbi said, this is an important point to make, which we have not yet made in this Masechta, which is that you only bring Korban Shvuah if you're Moida after you made the lie. If you were never Moida, you don't bring a Korban Shvuah. You just pay whatever the Edom say you pay. If you only want to bring Korban Shvuah, you have to be Moida that you did something wrong. Okay?
So if you're courting the lie, don't
you? No. No, if you go in the lie and then you confess it, then you bring karma.
If you don't confess, you just go
in
the
lie. Right.
So,
tshuva is a form of tshuva. Karma is a form of tshuva, so therefore, if you're not really doing tshuva, you're not going to bring a karma.
So, it costs you more to confess than.
Oh, yeah. It keeps more to confess, but you will not burn in hell. Okay, that's an advantage, always an advantage. Especially since we are always concerned about hellfires. So, in any event, what's the Gemara's question talking? Magimisha said the Mechamayim, I should say. Says the Gemara's question is like a Maika Mashma. Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishlokh is telling us that even where two witnesses testify, there could be potential Chiyuv Korban Shvuah. Here we have it explicitly, right? Yeah, it says here explicitly that the two Enu came, not that if he concedes afterwards, it's a korban shvuah. So we see here, you don't need Rabbi Loch, Rabbi Yochan Reish Lachish to tell us the shtickle teiro, that since the Enu might forget, therefore he's chayav a korban shvuah. It's an explicit price, so let Mishnah actually, later on, the Mishnah says, in the case for Enu, if he's then by the Ami Piyatsma, then he's chayav a korban shvuah, right? Says Amara Masnisa Bishenu Deb Edim. You know what? Armin, this price is way back, where at the time he took the Shvur, the witnesses, they were not aware of the witnesses. Witnesses were not yet prevalent, right? So therefore, that's a lesser for Chiddush. But Asa Meimelachor, but Rabbi Lor, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlosh, Yochanan to say, Afilu Yedeya Edim, even if there were known witnesses right now, nevertheless, Lamaisa, they don't bring the shvuah. Say the shvuah, the korban shvuah. Why don't they bring the korban shvuah?
Why don't they bring the korban shvuah? Either when this is known right now. I'm sorry. Fuck here.
Why are they bringing korban shvuah? I apologize. The price they're about bringing korban shvuah when at the time that they made the shvuah, there were no witnesses around. That's more poshut. The Chiddush, Rabbi Lo, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlosh, even though now there are witnesses around, nevertheless, you bring a korban shvuah. Luchora, they don't have the capacity to contradict the Eidim. That's exactly, not the thought, but they'll forget. That was the conclusion. So that's a Chiddush, that even the Eidim are around at the time. He took the shvuah. Nevertheless, you still have to bring the korban shvuah because we're afraid they didn't forget. Says the Mara Masnisa, and the truth is, we have a deal like this in a Mishnah, which is, no, although it's not specific for Rabbi Lor, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, but it's similar to Rabbi Lor, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. What does it say? If there are two sets of witnesses, right, this is already in the previous paragraph by Shavuos Eidus. They have two sets of witnesses. Kafari Shaina, the first group denies and knows with the testimony. Vachaga Kafar Shnia, and the second one then denies and knows testimony. Shtei Chayavas, they're both liable. They want to be in Korban Shvuah. So Nicha, I understand it should be Shnia Mischayavas. The second one is liable because once it denies the knows testimony, that clinches that there's no testimony in this trial and they've ruined the trial, right? But Rishayna Lama, but why is the first group with Netflix, why did they bring a korban shvuah for their shvuah sages? They should say, you didn't need us, you could have relied on the second group. So therefore, we weren't essential, so our lie should not generate a korban shvuah. So what do we say to them? Same idea we said on top here. The reason why you guys have to bring korban is because we're afraid. It's not because we're afraid that they're going to forget their testimony. Because the first guys have to be chayshir, the second guys have to keep, we're going to forget their testimony. So that's why we make them bring korban shvuah. Even though they left another group, but since that other group might talk and not work out, so therefore, they have to...
Could you also say that the first group initially isn't tired of the
but the Marv gives a different answer. Maybe that will work, I don't know. Says where the Velopo. It says you deny the object, not the safe, not the person who gave it to him. So then it finally explains what does the Marv mean by this? And what it means by where they say two people come to him and say, you loan money for both of us. And he says, no, I only loan money from one of you. So I guess how we learn that from this in a second. Well, in this case, it's quite obvious, actually. In this case, he's not denying the object, he's denying the people who gave it to him. How many people gave it to him? So the Xerxes Kosovo is, if you're disputing their claim in terms of who gave the object, say, Pchibin, there's no korban shvuah. So if you deny the Pikardon itself, the Kichesh Ba, not both, not in your co-litigant, only the Pikardon itself. Okay? Ben Azay Omer, Ben Azay says, Shlosha Avedosay. That's what's kind of out of left field. Now we have even more left field. That says the three Avedos, the three lost items. Now, here we're talking about vis-a-vis a shvuah. You find a Shomer Aveda, or you find an Aid on the fine Aveda, and he doesn't testify to your satisfaction as well what was going on. So Ben Azay says, Shlosh Aveda say, there are three losses. One, Biodea, now here it's going to be important to gears, a very important to gears to change here. Biodea, Bimotzea Veloba, if you know that, who the finders are, but you don't know who the losers were. Actually, the way it's changed here, you know, I goofed. The way the Mefarshim changed, actually, but you don't know, you know who found it, but you don't know where she came from. And then it should be, Bavala Motse, you know where she came from, but you don't know where those who found her come from. Lo Bavala Motse, you don't know where she came from, you don't know who the finders are. I made a mistake before. Let me go back a line. Shlosha Aveda say, the three lost objects. Biodea Ba, again, it should be Motsava Lo Ba, where you know who found it, but you don't know what the object was. That's what Ba means. You don't know what the object was. Or you know, Ba, you know what the object was, Lo Motse, you don't know who found it. Or you neither Lo Ba, Lo Motse, you don't know it, nor do you know who found it, right. So all these cases are Bechuda B'Shem Rav Yehuda is a Kulim Ptur, and all these cases no Shvuah. No Korban Shvuah.
Well, in the last case, you don't know who found it, you don't know what it was.
Well, I guess you would go to Shul, like in Klap on the Bima or something like that. Like we had in the previous parak, that you start accusing people. Okay? So in any event, the mice we don't say that way. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Kulin liftor." All these cases, you're off the hook, because in order to take a valid korban shvua, when they subpoena the people, they have to say, "We know you found it, and we know what it was." Otherwise, there's no korban shvua.
So in that last case, even if everybody in shul said
korban shvua, they're off the hook because he wasn't mechavi to anybody specific. Right. Even if they picked two people out and said, I'm Meshbiya you, but since he doesn't know Lobov, Lomotor, it's not sufficient. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Chudim Shevi Yemi, said Kulimpto, Rabbi Yaakov, Rachab, Shevi Rabbi Yossi, said Leiske. Not true. Rabbi Yossi, boy, Rabbi Yossi, yes, why not? Yeah, you can't have two. What's wrong saying they're all potter? So Armor and Mona, Sir Mona said, Tabukhov, Tabukhov. Lace came to Sholosh Avedos. It's not the way you listen to three Avedos. One of them is even Biodea Ba Uvimotza. One of the cases of Brysa should be, and we talk of men the Brysa. You know it, the lost object, and you know the finders. In that case, you can't say Potter. If you confront the guy and say, I know the object you found, and I know you're the finder. Take a shvua that you already gave back to me, you say he gave back to me. And he lies. In that case, for sure, he's going to be liable for a korban shvua, right? So then we have to reinterpret the whole price. If that's a case where the guy is chayef, so to ba v'lo b'motza, even if you know the object and not the finders, lo ba v'lo b'motza, you don't know the object nor the finders. So, in all these cases, those are three cases, and they all have different halachas. As more bav motza anu kayame. When you know the object and you know the finders, then we say ba umotza
שמלחחש בו מוצא מוצא ולא בו. I forgot what it means, one second. Okay, so it says more again. No matter less came Shosh of Ace, the way you know the way it's very big is not the right way. Rather be Odea, but should be the gear should be like this, be Odea Bo Motzer. We know the piano the Picodon and the person who found it, Bobolo Motzer, you know the Picodon, but you don't know the person who found it. Lo Bobolo Motzer, you don't know neither it nor the person who found it. So all these cases are different cases. They might all be Kulchaya, but they're certainly not all Potter. So it says the Gemara, Bo Motzer Anu Kayomim. Wait a minute. What are we talking about? Talking about Ba Umotzer, talking a case where you found you accused, you know who it, what the gun was and who took it. So if that's the case, Ela Bimchakish Ba. The reason why there's a shvur at all is because you denied that, and there is a karmic shvur on that denial. Says more umotzer. You deny it, and you deny the finders. Motzer v'lobo, you deny the founder. You deny the founders, not it. The finders, not it. Lo above v'lo b'motzer, and or above v'lo b'motzer. Something's still choppy here. It's not the way to read the Braisa. It's Biodea Bo Motza, Bavalo Motza, Lo Bavalo Matza. So it says, Lamara. Yeah, okay, I think it's like this. You're right, it's Bitmio. It should be Bav Motza and Kayamim. Says Lamara, oh, it's really. Lamara's astonishment is, how then could there be a corporate shul? They're either all to a part or all Chiv. But in order to be chayav a karmic shvuah, you got to at least know what the object was or who found it. How can you possibly be chayav in this last case of lo bav a lo ben motzer, where you go and accuse somebody not knowing what the lost object was, not knowing who found it? I mean, how is it chayav a karmic shvuah? It just doesn't make any sense. So it says, "Me know what's the way to read it." Elish mekachish ba uve motzer. Either not the karmic shvuah was directed against. Somebody contradicts denying. He denies knowing the lost object or the finder, but in fact knows both. Or Motzevelo Bo, he denies knowing the finder, but not the object, and in fact he knows either one of them. Or Bovelo Motze, he denies knowing it and not the finder, and he knows it. He knows whatever he's denying. So says my Kini Masis, in that case, that's not to read the Brightson. Ba Motze. They're talking about all chiyuvim, and when is there a chiyuv for the guy who denies the shmira of the lost object? As long as it's not even one element of the issue, meaning that you accuse him on at least one element, and he denies that one element, regardless of what element it is. Certainly, if it's both elements in all those cases, since he lied on a shvua, he has to bring a carbon shvua.
In the last case, you don't know who.
No, we switched. That's the more switch. Mar's kasha was in low above low motza. How are you accusing out of this corporate shul? So Mar changes and say, you're right. There's no, it's either ba uva motza, ba the low motza, low ba uba motza. In other words, you know one of the two things. Either both. So Mar actually changed in the sukha the braisa again. Okay? So ultimately, initially we said, all chai, potter. Then we said they're all chay, but we have to change the new dussel two times in order to get there. Halacha beis shvuos to be called in ketzer. How is shvuos be going to work? Normally, say a guy tend to be called sheish to be off. Give me the pork gun. I got it in your hands. Shvuos shein lachav yodi. He says the shvu I don't got it. Yeah, I don't have anything in your hands. My hands. So Shmuel also says, hey, says to him, ain lachav yodi. You have nothing in my hands.
Mashbiya, that's what the defendant says. And then the plaintiff says, Mashbiya chani, I make you take an oath. V'amar amin, he says, Omein. Harei zechayev. He's liable. Yishbilov chamishim pomim, if he made him take the oath 5 times, v'im nebesim mitchelov, if nebesim, whether in front of court or not in front of court, the kafir, and he denied it each time, chayev akalachas v'alachas, he's liable for each and every denial. Rabbi Shimon said, "My time, why is he liable each and every denial? The Shiloh allows the rose because he should have admitted it. No, it's not if I say, but Shmuel says you're only liable one. Because once you know you're new latest, so what are we supposed to do with you? What are you supposed to do? You can't be chayav the market. You can't take that back. So you have to bring a car. But here, you chayav each every time because each every time we could have conceded the thing. In other words, aid is barred once he claimed he had no testimony from saying he does have testimony. That's why he's only had one as many shvus as he took. But here, each time he could have conceded on each new claim. So for each new claim, he has to bring an additional carbon. Okay? Saying that further, actually, the next one is a parallel of what we had in the previous about four blad ago. Nevesh says Nevesh by Shavuos. Eidus says Nevesh by Shavuos be carbon. Makami piatmo, just like here by Shavuos be carbon, it's also on its own initiative that he's liable. Afla alone, so to by Shavuos Eidus, mi piatmo. On its own initiative is liable, in other words, even if the other guy's not much beer him. Just like by Shavuos be carbon, Shavuos Eidus is piacher. It's also in response to somebody else's make him swear. Afkami piachem, so to somebody else can make him swear as well. Then the Xerah Shava is, therefore, comes from Shavuos HaPikon and Shavuos Eidus and vice versa. Okay? How so? Just like it says here that you take Eidus based on your own, desire to, you take a Shavuos and based my own desire to do so. So ma mi pi atzur shnei markan, which it says your shoes become chutz the basin, even chutz the basin. I'm bi atzur shnei markan. So the shvuah say edus is even chutz the basin. It's even outside of court. Rabbanan darshuk zera shava. Rabbanan darshuk zera shava ka amur ba. Internally, not externally, they say. My piachem shenemar, just like the mipiachem, which is stated, it should be kan. Meaning it's stated here by Shavuos Pikadon. It's dafkan based in. Af mipi, again, it should be atmo. So to buy it from your own. Shenemar kan, which is stated over here, it's also in based in. Okay? Now, what's the difference between Rameh and Rabbanon? Rabbanon make everything internal. Rameh will go external. He'll go to Shavuos HaPikadon, even if it's not necessarily absolutely the first Shavuos HaPikadon, Shavuos Eidus, even though it's not actually essential. No, but you can learn things internally, but it'll go out externally. And it's going to give us nafka minus. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks a question like this. Karo mipi achem b'Shavuos HaPikadon. A relative is subpoenaed to make a shvua on an object which was stolen, or an object in safekeeping. Rishus begot a maushi a potter. Should he be exempt from having to be a korban? Now, why should he be exempt from bringing a korban? What? No, actually, it's because it's lo dam shvus eidus. A shvus eidus can a korov testify for you, right? So therefore, if a korov is off the hook for shvus eidus, korov should be off the hook for shvus pikadon. Now, this is a Rameh who learns the Gzeir Shavah, learns the parameters from Shavuos Eidus, Shavuos Pikadon, and vice versa. So, therefore, whatever parameters apply to Shavuos Eidus should apply to Shavuos Pikadon as well. So, by Shavuos Eidus, a Karov doesn't, it's not relevant. Because he's a Karov, he can't be an Eid. So, who sold to here, perhaps technically, totally in technicality, maybe there's no shvuah to be caught up by a korov. Right? Just by the basic zera shvuah, there's no rhyme or reason to it. But in the basic zera shvuah, there should be no korban shvuah. So says Gemara, it should be me a dot. Let's now from here. Holyo, since Kodan and Meir, we only learn the concept of Mipiacherim, but Shul Spikonim from Shul Seidus, so Marlah and Kroy Pturim, just like by Shul Seidus, the relatives are exempt. Afkan so too, but Kroy Pturim so too, relatives are exempt over here. Rabbi Yossi says, no, come on. Kroy Shibikan, the Kroy here, Lemaidim Rechokim should be Shibikan. You can't draw a comparison. It's apples and oranges. By Eidus, Kroyman can't be Eidim. But here, just like anybody else could be a Nifkad, so too the Kroyman could be a Nifkad. So of course over here, the Kroyman are liable for Shvuas HaPikadai. We don't learn how to tour for Shvuas HaEidus. Even Kroyman Ramir. They're just two different, totally different areas of Halacha. And we're going to say Xerah Shavuot to such an extent. That makes no sense. Okay? I see you guys are not impressed by that statement in the morning. I thought the Rabbi didn't make any sense, right? So Rabbi Yehuda Kaputkaya, but Dr. Patel was not convinced.
It was Parish.
Oh, it was Parish. Rabbi Yehuda Kaputkaya, boy. Rabbi Yehuda Kaputkaya asked questions like this. Again, it's all parallel to Sugya Sandav Chov. Yishbiya Lov Chamisha Parmim. Now I'm going to learn this like the Ritbaz. Yishbiya Lov Chamisha Parmim. Basically, Shadr is also the same thing. Chamisha Parmim should be bit based in. You may have taken oath five times the Beis Din. Now, this is talking about specifically by Shvuas HaPikadon, right? Klumu Chayavakul Al-Kulon El-Achas, does he does that mean more than one korban? Rabbi Yosef said, no, of course there's been more than one korban. V'la Masis is not our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Matam, why? I mean, they should call him Lausar Lodos, right? Because he can renege at each and one in the middle. He can confess. So the Khan, so to hear Horil should be V'yicholim lachzor lodos, since within the five times you can renege each time, so therefore Ein Chayav. No, it should be Chayav akolachas bachas. He's liable for each and every one. This began to be fast, because therefore you can renege on each and every one. So that's a kind of strange thing. The question is really like this. The question makes no sense to the state in the Gemara here either. But the Shaila sits me Pia Cherim. I learned that from Shavuos Eidus. Shavuos Eidus, you can only be liable once, right? So I might say a dichotomy. I might say me Pia Atzmo. You'll be liable five times in Beis Din. Because me Pia Atzmo is not learned from Shavuos Eidus. But me Pia Cherim is learned from Shavuos Eidus because that's the major place where somebody else is coming and making you take a Shavuot. So I might say, just like they're basically only liable one, so to here they're only liable one. So they say, no, the logic of Rishimah, which is that you could have confessed each time without contradicting a previous statement because you weren't made previously, so that's what does you in. That's what tells us that the Chai Shvuah is only one because each one is considered to be a separate incident. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy. Now here too, I'm going to change the gears like the Shari Teres Eretz Yisrael. Even though we could fetch it through the way it is here on the Shari Teres Yisrael's changer, it seems to be too great, too vast, it makes me feel guilty. Nevertheless, it makes life much easier, so easiness is a value. So I'm going to learn the side of the Shari Teres Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy, maybe ask the following question. Take out the whole next four words. It should be, instead of next four words, it should be, Avid, Me'achad Rabbi Meir. Just go on. Me'achad Rabbi Meir. It should be Avid mi piachem pikaron to piachem be'edus. Since he says that there's a linkage, as we just said, between mi piachem by pikaron piachem by edus. Ma'u shi'ikvu l'korban. Continuing on the Gemara. Ma'u shi'ikvu l'korban. Do we say he's chayav a korban and has to bring a korban per incident even without a claim? Because by Shavuos HaEdus, there is no, by Shavuos HaEdus, there is no Shvuas Eidus unless there's a claim, unless there's a subpoena for testimony. We said if they run after a guy and they say, Yanko, we don't know Eidus for you. We take a Shvuah on the fact we don't know Eidus on you. They're potter. You only have Shvuas Eidus if it comes after a subpoena is issued. That's the only time we have Korban Shvuah. So what about by Shvuas Pikaron? Do I say the same thing? Like Rav Meir, that I learn out Shvuas Pikaron, Shvuas Eidus. But at least there should be no chiyuv until somebody else demands of me to actually produce the object, right? So Yeva Kada says Marno. Let's say like this: Ma Adba Acharei. It should be now. Here the Shaita so again changes things dramatically. Ma Adba Acharei. Why are you coming after me? Shvua She'ein. And here it changes, made the most dramatic change. Shvua She'ein. L'cha b'yadi klu. Why are you running after me? I don't have anything in my hands of yours. V'shalim keren v'choymesh v'umei v'yashem v'shtei sloim. He brings a keren v'choymesh and he brings an asham. Oh, what do we see here? We see that even if he takes the initiative on his own, before he's subpoenaed, he says, I don't owe you anything. Why are you bothering me? Why are you running after me? He's already liable for a shvua. Korban shvua. So we see that korban shvua by shvuas, because not only korban shvua by shvuas eidus. By shvuas eidus, you need to have a preceding claim. By shvuas pikadon, the price says, you don't need a preceding claim. His own statement, why are you running after me, even though the other guy doesn't say anything to me yet, is enough to generate a chiyuv korban shvua. Okay? That's what we see from that price. Mashayim Shvuas Eidus. As opposed to Shvuas Eidus, it's not the case. Now, says Maron, we'll just go to the Mishnah of Stav. Bipiachir Bekarkos. Fascinating halacha. Gilead Ephraim brings down here. Yushami holds that by Shvuas Eidus you're liable even if it concerns a matter of Karkos. I didn't know that, but it's later in the parak, later in the sechta. Normally, karkos is no chiv shvua, right? Yushami holds by karkos, there is a chiv shvua seidus. Don't ask me why we haven't gotten there yet. So what about shvua spikon? If you learn a simple didactic comparison between shvua spikon and shvua seidus, so therefore, regardless of the fact that normally there's no shvua on karkos, but it's a shvua on karkos, by eidus, so there should be a shvua on karkos by pikon as well. Okay? Again, just based on the brute Zera Shabbat without any logic to it. So the Mara doesn't have any resolution. Maushia Patri Piachem. Again, only in the case of Piachem according to Meir. Because again, the learning, the extrapolation from Shavuos Pikadon, Shavuos Eidus, Shavuos Pikadon, is specifically according to Meir and specifically in the case of Piachem. Rabbanan never learned out that bridge. And even according to Meir, it's only a partial bridge. It's only by Piachem. But what about Bipi Acherim by Shavuos Pikaron? Can we learn out what Shavuos Eidus that's even by Karkos? Mao Shia Chayav Asherim Bekesav Shkolim. I'm sorry, I skipped. Mao Shia Bipi Acherim Karkos. Mao Shia Potter Bipi Acherim. Mao Shia Chayav Asherim Bekesav Shkolim. Which one is it? Is he liable or is he exempt? And of course, the Gemara in such a case doesn't give an answer, just leaves it to the church. Okay, everybody, so there are two blocks for tonight.